Kali, Makali, Makali, Makali.
Ramakrishna.
Makali, 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 Makali.
Uncle, let's go home. It's windy and cold outside, and the fog is forming. You're not taking care of yourself.
You go. I'm coming.
Makali, 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 Makali.
Don't be late, don't be late. You're thinking of yourself and then suffer.
What can I do? It is Mother who has brought me here. As soon as she asks me to go home, I will go. Don't you think that I don't suffer when I make you suffer for me?
I'm going. Don't be late.
The synthesis of all religions. The union of East and West. Self-dedication. Self-sacrifice. These are all big, big words. Big theories. Big ideas. Big ideals. But where are they, Mother? Mother, you talk to me about all of these things. These are all such high ideals. But where are your dedicated soldiers? Mother, you never tell me lies. Where are they? Where are your chosen children? Oh, chosen children of my mother Kali. Do, my heart is crying for you. Come, come. Do the mother's work. Fulfill the mother. Manifest the mother here on earth. Naren, you've come. You've come to me after such a long time. I have been talking to worldly people for so long. I'm practically deaf from listening to all the complaints and uninspiring chatter of ordinary people. The people, they are throwing all their worldly desires into me. And I have no one I can share my inner life with. I have no one I can tell what is going on inside my heart. Maren, tell me, when are you going to come back again?
As soon as I have the opportunity, I will be back again. Why do you always think of me so much? Why do you always speak to others about Naren, Naren, Naren? Don't you know the story in the Puranas about King Bharata, who always thought about his deer? Then, in his following incarnation, he became a deer.
You are right. But what can I do? I can't get you out of my mind. All the time I am thinking of you. And when you leave, I'm just miserable. Mother, listen to what Naren is saying. I won't listen to you anymore. You are not saying the right thing. Mother says that I see you as Narayan. I see you as the incarnation of God. The very day I do not see you as the incarnation of God, I shall not even look at your face.
If that is true, then why have you ignored me for such a long time? I have come to you, and you have avoided me, ignored me mercilessly. You have shown me such contempt the past few times.
Oh, Mother! Mother! Listen to what he is saying. Can I ignore you? Can I avoid you? Can I treat you with contempt? Impossible. You do not know. You cannot fathom my inner workings. Now, tell me this. Okay, granted, I have been not nice to you. I have been unkind to you. I have been rude to you. Then why do you keep coming to me?
I come here to listen to you. I adore you. I worship you. I come to you, Tagore, even if you are unkind to me. I love your presence. I love your meditative mood. I love your trance. I love everything you do because I love you.
My son, I was testing you. I wanted to see what would happen if I didn't show you affection and love. Other people, if I gave them that kind of treatment, they would definitely not come to my place. Nobody would stay with me. You are the only one who could bear this kind of indifference and contempt. Whoever else I treated this way, they would have hated me until the rest of their days.
It is all due to your compassion, your love, that I stayed. You know I have the quickest of anger, yet you let me into your heart. You created a space for me in your soul, and you made me your true son.
Naren, I have occult powers. Abundant powers. All powers. Now what do I do with them? I don't even wear clothes. Who am I going to give these powers to? Naren, I am thinking of telling the mother that I am going to give you everything, all my powers. You have much to do for the mother. If I give you these powers, you will be able to work most effectively for mankind. What do you think of this idea?
Please tell me, will these powers help me in realizing God?
No. They won't help you in realizing God, but when you begin to work for God, then they can be of great help to you.
And I don't want them. I want God first. After realizing God, it is up to you and God to give me occult powers.
Excellent. Excellent. Naren, who else is like you? Who else is so free of greed but you? Most seekers cry for occult power. But I am eager to give you my powers, and you do not want them. You want only God, my son. And God is the one thing that we all need. One has to be 100% devoted to God like Naren. Only then can one realize God.
I know. His sincerity impressed me greatly. His love for you and for humanity. May I ask you a question?
Of course! Of course! If you do not ask me a question, who else can ask a question?
What is the essence of Vaishnava philosophy?
The Vaishnava philosophy is very simple. Love humanity and serve humanity. This is the philosophy.
Explain it to me quite further. It's not quite clear to me.
Remember the name of God. The truth and the possessor of truth are one. Lord Krishna and his true devotee are one. For the true devotee, Lord Krishna is his whole world. Krishna has become everything from him. That is what a Vaishnava thinks and feels. And he is absolutely right. We must show compassion to all human beings. No. I am wrong. Who are we to show compassion to all human beings? We are feebler than ants. What right, what capacity have we to help others? We must serve other human beings and know that we are then serving God, because all human beings are a manifestation of God. That is the right attitude. We must serve all human beings while thinking and feeling that they are all full manifestations of God.
Please tell me how I can have purity.
Love humanity and serve humanity. Then automatically you will have purity. Try to see God inside every human being. Then only will you have devotion. And then, if you have devotion, real devotion for God, then your heart will be pure.
If God gives me the opportunity and capacity, I shall speak to the whole world. I shall speak to the whole world, the rich and the poor, Brahmins and the Chandalas. All shall hear your message from me. I want to spread your message to the entire world. Please, bless me so that my desire will be fulfilled.
You have my blessing. It is for you, for all of you. It has been raining down on you for these past few years. The mother is playing her own game in and through all of you. You are all just instruments of the mother.
Uncle, I cannot bear you anymore. I can't. You're becoming insane. It's cold outside and... And you will get cold, then I had to. And then I'll suffer.
I had forgotten. Really, forgive me. Forgive me. Come. Come. Let's all go.
Jago, Jago, Jago.
Oh.